As it goes in Mosul and Baghdad, so it goes in the city of Al-Kut, southeast of Baghdad. Anti-American sentiment is on the rise there, too. In recent days, several prominent opposition leaders have arrived back home from neighboring Iran, where they were in exile. Now those leaders are demanding that U.S. forces leave Iraq as soon as possible. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Kut, about 40 miles from the Iran-Iraq border. We asked him to explain who's there and what they're doing.
The most prominent person, Melissa, who's come across the border in the last few days is Abdulaziz Hakim. He is the brother of the leader of the largest Iraqi opposition group that involves Shiite Muslims. This group is based in Tehran. Its leaders have been in exile for years, and now they are beginning to come back. Got a chance to meet him yesterday, and he said he was very thankful to the United States for getting rid of Saddam Hussein, but now that Saddam is gone, he said it's time for the Americans to be gone, and he wants the Americans to have no role whatsoever in forming a new Iraqi government. There are some other leaders that we've met in the last couple of days. One Shia leader came in a couple of weeks ago, came in and he's staying in a border town. His name is Sheikh Asad al-Faili, and he had a somewhat different view. He sounds pro-American. He thinks the Americans should stay for a while to provide security, but he says that after that they need to set a date and go away, otherwise there will be a war. And he says if the Iraqi people want an Islamic Republic, then the American people are going to have to respect that.
Steve, you've been reporting this week also about local opposition from the city of Kut itself. Tell us what's happening there.
Yeah, which continues, Melissa. There's a man named Saeed Abbas who sees the city hall here, and he is associated with some of these Iranian groups. He's at least on friendly terms with them. He's also been leading protests all over the city against the United States. Now, the U.S. Marines are trying to plan a big meeting tomorrow, and they expect to lay down rules for the citizens of Kut. They want to say that they're here to help the people of Kut and not to colonize Iraq, but it's not clear that all the local Iraqi leaders are necessarily going to show up for this. We're going to have to see.
The protests that you mentioned, what's the tenor of those protests? Violent? Nonviolent?
They appear to be nonviolent. In fact, they resemble political protests you might see in the United States. People chanting against a U.S.-backed opposition leader, Ahmed Chalabi. They have been relatively polite protests, but there's still a definite feeling of tension here. Residents are nervous. People who don't support these opposition groups are frequently afraid to talk about it in public. People are worried about the future. They're wondering who will end up in charge of Iraq. And it would appear that the U.S. Marines are also a little anxious, Melissa. They've greatly intensified security in the city. They were trying to have a low-key presence, but now in this hotel where this meeting is scheduled, there are tanks parked in the parking lot. There are snipers clearly visible on the roof. And the U.S. Marines are prepared for anything that might happen as they try to get the political process started here.
It's interesting that you mentioned people being afraid to talk, even with Saddam Hussein gone.
Yeah, just today I met a man who was an Olympic weightlifter for Iraq. And you'll recall that Iraq's Olympic team was run by Saddam Hussein's son, Uday, who was notorious for torturing or even killing some of the members of Iraq's Olympic team. This man was put in prison at one point, and he's very pro-American. He's been to the United States, but he said, Saddam Hussein is always in my head and probably always will be in this man's mind. And I think in that sense, the fear of the past is causing people still to have fear for the future. There are a lot of different opinions that you'll find in the city of Kut, but most of them are expressed privately and very cautiously. The only people who are speaking publicly right now are these religious-based opposition groups, and they are very vocally saying that they want a very limited U.S. presence in this country.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Melissa.
NPR's Steve Inskeep speaking with us from Kut, near the Iraq-Iran border.